This is Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Continuing on Sunday Karma, taking you up till noon. Brewers in action today in Kansas City. Bucks home 2:30 Fiserv Forum with the Memphis Grizzlies. Kyle, is it wrong I'm wearing my Jazz when they're playing the Grizzlies?
Yeah, what's up with you doing that? It didn't go too well on Friday.
So, I wore my Tatums when we were playing the Celtics, which I never would do if it was the playoffs, if it was a competitor. That was, to me, a thank you to Jason Tatum for the effort he put in to come back from injury, what he's meant to the league, and what he did
You need to be wearing the Giannis's. Thank you to Giannis.
I wore my Giannis's to the analysis.
You need to wear it every single day. You acted like the season's over.
The problem is my Giannis's are a size 10 and a half, and in Nikes, I'm like an 11 and a half.
Oh, wow. So, Bigfoot Craig.
So they're okay. A little like, I feel like they are a little tight on me. But
wait, why are they a 10 and a half?
Because that's what I usually am, but Nikes fit small. So when I got them small, and then I just dealt with it and I never changed the size. Whatever. All right, 800-990-ESPN. It's the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Carbless Handcrafted Cocktails, where Liss is more. 800-990-3776. Want to hear your texts. Want to hear your YouTube comments. But most importantly, love to talk to you. Right now, we'll talk to Jason. You're on Sunday Karma. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Craig.
Oh, it's been a long time. Jason the teacher. We know Jason.
Yeah. You know, you're right about the Nikes. I wear a size 16, but I have to get 17 Nikes. So,
whoa.
I know what you're saying with that.
Well, that's some Kevin Durant foot on the line. That's some Kevin Durant foot on the line stuff going on with Jason.
Jason, what are you like, 6'7", 280 pounds?
No, I'm 6'9". I was 6'9", 250. Now I'm 6'9", about 235. I'm 53 years old, so I'm trying to get more healthy.
235? You're skinny.
You know who was like that last week? I don't know if I ever mentioned this. Who came up to me at the Bucks game? David Bakhtiari was at the Bucks game.
Is he skinny now?
He is skinny, man. He was getting his Joe Thomas on, you know, his post-career Joe Thomas that Jason sounds like he's starting to get on. Good job, Jason.
Well, you know, with the doctors, you know, you got to do blah, blah, blah. But anyways, I want to say, first of all, happy Easter to both of you.
To you as well.
Thank you, sir.
There are two people you have to give raises to. Number one, I listened to you guys for 5 years. I listened in the morning. I listened to the afternoon. All of it. I played it in my classroom. You got to give a raise to Jason Wilde. One of the best I've ever heard, and Kyle Wallace.
Thank you, sir.
I'll tell you about Kyle Wallace. And I'm not blowing smoke. I'm telling you, Kyle Wallace, if I went to the Brewer game, a Buck game, and I saw him, four guys jumping on him, four guys are going to the hospital. I'm telling you that.
Hell yeah! So, my muscle.
But I'm just going to say this. With Giannis, I feel bad. I really do. He gave you guys a championship, but I'm going to tell you this, and this is why I love your station, because you let people like me who are not big Wisconsin fans talk. I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm a Cubs fan, and I'm a Lakers fan since 82. I'm not a bandwagon person. But there was always something weird with them. And I want to correlate this real quick with your opinions. You know, everyone talks about LeBron and Jordan being the GOAT. I don't believe that. I think Kobe and Jordan are the GOAT. You can debate that. Because when Kobe Bryant played and the Lakers had bad seasons, he never asked, I need more people. I need more people. He said, I got to get better. I got to get better. And there's something with Giannis that he wants out. And if I was the Bucks, I'd let him out because it's kind of like a divorce happening. You know what I'm saying? And, well, why end it in a bad way? Let him go. You guys got a championship. He was a great guy, great community. But I think that the Bucks jumped the shark when they traded – what's his name?
Drew. Drew Holiday. Yep,
Drew Holiday, yep. And then they fired the coach. And I think that's when they jumped the shark and it went downhill since. They can rebuild, but let them go and see. You never know.
All right. Thanks, Jason. I mean, I think a lot of people do look at that Drew Holiday trade, and it's like, you think about it for us as a company or for anything, Kyle, it's like, you can get one of the top 75 of all time, but you're giving up your cultural glue. And now we could all look back and say, oh, you don't do that deal. You don't mess with the culture. You don't mess with what's going on.
I'm making that deal 100 out of 100.
But at the time, right? And we were coming off of losing in the first round to the Miami Heat, and Jimmy Butler lighting us up defensively, right? It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like at the time we were like, oh, okay, you know, this Bucks team is on the rise. We had just gone from winning the championship to losing in the second round to losing in the first round, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we were when we brought in Dame. And now since Dame, you know, first round exit Indiana, missed playoffs in this year without Dame, obviously.
The common denominator for me, it's health.
Yes.
But more importantly, Chris Middleton not being able to be healthy, I think, also hurt us a lot.
Yeah.
Like, not having him being the guy that, obviously, he can take over. I mean, he can take over games. We saw it. You know, you just talked about in the Indiana Pacers series when they didn't have Giannis, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, in the 24 playoffs, you know, Chris still was the only guy left standing between Dame, Giannis, and Chris.
And he
was getting us into overtime, you know, in Indiana.
And so imagine again, Chris Middleton was only at that time, I think he was like 30. He was only 32, 33 years old, but his body felt
But you're saying only. That's old. Like, I mean, LeBron has thrown off all of our brains in terms of what means old.
No, it used to be. Nowadays, with the way technology is and these players' health is, these guys right now, we're talking about LeBron. Steph Curry's like 37. James Harden's also 35 years old. Maybe he'll be 36. KD's 37. So
I know, but they're like the only guys from their draft classes that are even like in the league. And it's amazing that they're like still at an all-star level.
Russell Westbrook also is 34, and he's bounced around quite a bit the last four or five seasons. But it's just, you know, Chris Middleton, unfortunately, his body just was breaking down.
By the way, Kyle,
breaking down. It's just,
aren't you already on a Supermax? Right? Like Jason was saying, you should get a raise. I thought you were already on the Supermax. Can you get a raise when you're on the Supermax?
I didn't know I was on the Supermax.
I'm not your manager, so I'm not privy to all that.
They
so.
Didn't tell me I was on the Supermax.
Yeah.
I just, you know, Craig, I'm just happy I get to do what I love. I've only asked about not a raise when I negotiated when I became full time. It's the only time that I asked about. So I didn't get what I asked for, but I was just like, you know what? I'm happy to be here. Craig, you know I was making $10 an hour when I was part time?
Yeah.
I didn't ask for a single dime more.
Yep.
You know why?
You love it here.
It's a dream. I get to talk crazy on the radio and I get the freedom to do it.
Exactly. So do I. And I get paid less than $10 an hour.
You get paid less than that. You do it for the passion of love.
But I think I'm also worth less than $10 an hour to talk on the radio.
I can't say what I'm really worth. But I will say really quickly, I will say is this, is that we got the new version of Sunday Karma where we have Greg Scalzo, the great Greg Scalzo, the up-and-coming Alex Strofe, and on a holiday, look what they are.
Yeah, they take their holiday. They have the right. They have the right. Let's not critique anybody else's thing.
Nah. We get it out the mud. I don't miss no days unless I'm on vacation.
Hey, no, we're not judging anybody.
If Craig here, I'm here unless it's like I'm out of the country.
All right, we will get back to the calls. We'll get back to the YouTubes. We'll get back to the texts. This has been cathartic for me on some levels, just hearing what people have to say. Not as much the Lakers fans, but when we get back to the Bucks fans. So give us a call. Give us a text, 800-990-ESPN. That's 800-990-3776. Hit us up on the ESPN Milwaukee or the ESPN Madison YouTube. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
More Sunday Karma coming up on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. More Sunday Karma coming up on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Continuing on Sunday Karma, it's been interesting trying to keep up with all the different YouTube chats and all of that. And people sending in their X links to their Giannis takes. Oh, I don't have time to click through. I don't know what's going on there.
Better not click them links.
Exactly.
I know before I click.
IT's not going to be happy with me if I'm clicking on that link. We've been asking where your support is. 72% supporting the Bucks, 28% Giannis. This is surprising. Go Grizz, Memphis, baby. Now, I didn't want to explain this.
Before you go into this, this is why I don't like LeBron. The two teams that he tried to hate on this week, or cities he tried to hate on, are playing each other on Sunday. We can unite. You know what? Go Grizz, for real. Go Memphis.
LeBron hated on Milwaukee and Memphis, as well as Cleveland, actually. Those are the three he hated
on. He threw
on.
Cleveland in there. I don't like going home either.
Right. He threw Milwaukee in there, too. Memphis was the one he was really getting hated on. And
really bad.
And Memphis, like, people just hate that they don't have a nice hotel there. Like the
hotel,
have
the Omni?
The hotel, it doesn't work
the
for the players. They stay at the Westin. There is a Gaylord there. There's a Westin. Players are used to five-star hotels, and then all of a sudden you put them in a city where there's not as much to do, and then they're in not a five-star hotel when that's what they're used to. That's where you got Giannis, LeBron's comments. But I mentioned to you, I was there when Shohei hit the three home runs and beat the Brewers in game four in Los Angeles last year. But what Joe Adell did last night might even be more amazing. So I know not a lot of people are worrying about the Angels against the Mariners on a Saturday night, but do you know how many home runs Cal Raleigh has this year?
I don't.
He has zero.
Oh, wow. The big dumper isn't doing a lot of
swing.
So
he blasted in the first inning a shot to right. That was clearly gone. Joe Adell playing right field for the Angels robs this home run. So it keeps it a nothing-nothing game. Angels end up going up 1-0. Later in the game, guy comes up, hits a blast to right field. Joe Adell robs a second home run in a 1-0 game.
Oh, I got to watch.
I've never seen anything like it. But that wasn't the end. In the ninth inning, guy hits a blast to right field. It's clearly gone. Joe Adell jumps into the stands, which if you jump into the stands and catch it, it's a home run. Somehow, he jumped into the stands, caught the ball, I guess, before he went into the stands, and he robbed three home runs in a 1-0 win. It was the most insane thing I've ever seen. And like,
that was a good one.
Like hitting three home runs is crazy, but a lot of people have hit three home runs in the history of baseball. By the way, hitting three home runs and being the winning pitcher, that's wild.
I'm watching the highlight. And I mean,
but robbing three home runs, just the odds of there being the chance that you can do it. And then doing it, and then that third one, you haven't seen the third one yet, have you?
No, I just saw the third one. He caught it. The player who hit it was stunned. That's unbelievable.
The dude robbed three home runs in one
game. At the top of the ninth inning?
Yes, that was in the ninth. They win, and it's a 1-0 game. It's not like, oh, it's 7-4, and all this stuff has happened. That was absolutely wild. Wild. So,
I never heard of Joe Adell until this moment.
Yeah, so, wow. All right, we are getting a lot more tweets and texts coming in on the Carveless Talking text line, 800-990-ESPN. It is 800-990-3776. I mentioned the Go Grizz comment that someone said. So the reason... you understand why people might be rooting for the Grizzlies today against the Bucks?
Yeah, something with you told us the Pelicans and the Grizzlies are tied.
So first of all, you have the Milwaukee Bucks who are one game ahead of the Chicago Bulls, right? So that means if the Bucks were to fall behind the Bulls, that would help the Bucks draft pick. Now you look at the league at large and you see the Memphis Grizzlies who play the Bucks today. They come in today at 25-52. The New Orleans Pelicans are 25-53. The Bucks will get the lesser of the Pelicans pick or the Bucks pick. The Atlanta Hawks will get the better of those two picks. So if the Grizzlies win today, they stay a game ahead of the Pelicans. Now you think, well, but the Pelicans are probably, you know, in the tankathon also, and they're probably not trying to win. But that's not true, because the Pelicans traded their pick for Derek Queen. So the Pelicans are just bad. They have no incentive to lose.
Did they give him less minutes to Derek Queen?
They did, because they're trying to win, because they don't have their first round pick.
I mean, you should just be trying to get him.
Right. So rather than develop Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen, they've actually had both of those guys coming off the bench. And at times, they were actually starting DeAndre Jordan and playing minutes of him instead. Yes, he is quite unk. So that is why, from a Bucks perspective, whatever happens today is a great result. Because you hope you go to Fiserv Forum today, or you watch the game on over-the-air TV, which you can, at least in Milwaukee, I know, today on WMLW. You listen to it on on ESPN Milwaukee. I believe Brewers are on TMJ today. And Bucks win, you're happy. Bucks lose, you're not happy, but it's maybe not the worst thing that's ever happened for you as a Milwaukee Bucks fan.
Do say that, Craig. You are cheering for a win every single game.
Oh, I definitely am. I definitely am. That Mavericks game the other night, the defense we played on Cooper Flagg, the way Kuz was D'ing up. You know, until the Celtics game, we had actually played three really competitive games in a row. Sunday home Clippers, I liked the effort, and I liked how we played. Gary Trent, 9 of 15 from three. Then we go to Houston, and after beating the Mavericks, we go to Houston and play a spirited game where Jericho Sims has 20 boards, and Cormac Ryan, Ajax, and Oos all set their career highs, and Usman Jang also sets his career high in assists. Bucks were balling for that little three-game stretch. I know it was a 1-2 stretch, but we were balling. And then we kind of came back.
Not losing by 30 is ball.
Yeah, the Celtics, it was just back to being. So hopefully today we see better effort. Let's talk to Alan. You're on Sunday Karma. Morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Real quick, it was nice of Kyle's dad to call in and give him some props.
Come on, Alan.
No one else would be negotiating Kyle's contract other than it's definitely a Wallace. I'm not saying it's his dad.
Right, or it's probably Baby Girl's dad.
Oh, that actually, there you go. That's some three-dimensional chess you're playing there, Alan. I like it. What do you got on the Bucks?
I think there's three sections of the fan base, man. I think it's the crowd that's with Giannis or whatever, and then the crowd that supports the Bucks. But then there's the me crowd. There's the crowd that I'll support anything that gets Doc out of the way before I make a decision.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think Doc can't be a part of whatever going forward, the whatever we're left with to move forward with. I just don't want Doc a part of it.
Yeah, and by the way, congratulations to Doc Rivers, elected yesterday to the Naismith Hall of Fame officially, which is absolutely incredible for a guy so deserving of an incredible career for Doc. So, Alan, it's interesting that you say that about Doc. How do you think, I know it's a low percentage, but how do you factor in the lottery pick? Like, if things all bounce the ping pong balls, and let's just say we ended up with the fourth pick, are you like, oh, wow, that fourth pick, people want that, we could be able to trade that, or like, okay, now we could start building a new team? Like, if you do have the change that you want with Doc, how are you thinking about the draft pick then?
I mean, I still, if Doc is replaced by the time we get, see, with the draft pick going forward, whether Giannis is there or not, I want somebody that's going to build out the bench, like develop players. Like, when you guys are talking about Chris Middleton being hurt, we didn't have like Jordan Ward was on the team, I believe, at the time. And he was actually playing pretty well, putting in buckets when he was coming in. But he was only getting 2 minutes here, 4 minutes there. There were times where, even when you look back at that Boston series, when we were down 20 points, why not get Jordan in the game? Because when he was coming in the game, he was balling.
He was just down too much for it to matter.
I think if you want to argue, did we maximize that talent? Like, it's not like a lot of these Bucks draft picks. So you mentioned Jordan Wara or, you know, Marjan or AJ Johnson. Like, a lot of these guys have not yet gone other places and really flourished. So if you were saying, hey, Jordan Wara has become a rotation player somewhere else, I could buy that a little more. But thank you so much for the call, Alan. And so many people say thank you to Gruber Law Offices for so many different reasons, right? Like, most importantly, it's the clients. It's the people who get injured, who never wanted to need a personal injury law firm, but know that with Gruber Law Offices, you only pay if you win. And it is one call, that's all. And you can have all of that relief of knowing you have a team that has your back and will follow through on your behalf. It's also those in the community who see Gruber Law Offices supporting so many things. You'll see it today every time the Bucks hit a three-pointer, and you see it in just so many aspects of this community. The community is better for the Gruber family and Gruber Law Offices. Nationally recognized, family-owned Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Palermo's Picks coming up next. Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin, presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
All right, Kyle, before we get to our picks, we have an Easter shocker.
What is that?
The Islanders have fired Patrick Waugh.
No, not the great Patrick Waugh.
This was made as the Islanders are looking to shore up their playoff spot and hone in on defense. That comes from Emily Kaplan of ESPN. From, by the way, Palermo's Pizza. I'd mentioned my guy Chris is here with his family. I forgot it was Easter. I was like, oh, come to Third Street Market Hall. It's going to be great. We'll hang out. So not only is there nothing to do with the Third Street Market Hall today, but I couldn't even get him in the building because by the time I tried to let them in because it's locked, I was going to have to come back on the air. So.
Oh, wow. They're standing outside?
Yeah. But you know what we did eat last night for dinner?
Oh, y'all had good old Palermo's.
Yeah, we had two pies of Bessie's Revenge Screaming Sicilian. It's like, oh, you're coming to someone's house and they don't know how to make things? I know how to make pizza. And we threw some apples, some strawberries. It was a healthy meal for the kiddos. And it's awesome. And they were like, oh, yeah, we saw they had, they were like at the gas station on the way down. They were like, they had Screaming Sicilian and Palermo stuff that they don't have up by us in Menominee, Wisconsin. There's so much that Palermo's has. We're so grateful to partner with them and to have them employ so many people and to provide so many delicious different versions. Urban Pie, Screaming Sicilian, Stranger Things, Palermo's, whatever the brand is, support Palermo, support local. All right. Before we get to Palermo's picks, I'm going to try to summarize Nathan's text.
Oh, wow.
Did you see it?
It was a lot. It was too much to read.
Yeah, it was too much to read, right? So basically what he's saying is Giannis has changed, that Anakin was destroyed by Darth Vader, that the hustler from Europe has changed, and the Giannis who had signed for 2 hours at a pick and save for free and spent 10 minutes talking ball to my 12-year-old autistic nephew, that changed his life. Now, I don't know if that same person is the same. The magic is gone. Anakin is dead, and he is now Darth Giannis.
No, that's not. I hate that.
Right?
I hate that.
I mean, but that is, we're trying to get all views. And I mean, we were with him at the analysis, right? Did you spend any time with Giannis?
I was around him. They were trying to throw me under the bus with Giannis based on some things that I said, so I was trying to make sure that we weren't trying to do that.
You're trying to hide?
But I was around him, yes.
I just feel like he's the same guy. Yes. I feel like it's all complicated, and that's what I appreciate everybody today on YouTube, on the text line, who called in. having this conversation because I don't think this is simple. We love the Milwaukee Bucks. We love Giannis. And it's a sad situation that we're going through. And this was super helpful for me to understand how people feel about it. So I will say, have a happy Easter to all. Brewers are playing great.
Go Brewers. Right? You know, who's in last place in the NL Central? Have you seen?
Oh, it's the Chicago Cubs at 3-5.
Oh, wow.
Yes, the 3-5 Chicago Cubs. Let's not taunt people after
eight
games.
No, I'm not taunting. I'm just saying the Brewers are playing really well. Kyle Harrison out there on the mound.
Best three records in Major League Baseball. Of course, the three big market teams, Yankees, Dodgers, and Brewers.
In Milwaukee, baby.
Yankees, Dodgers, and Brewers. Three best records in all of Major League Baseball. Bryce Turang hitting the ball. Hit the cover off the ball. Yelly with the one home run and hitting, well, that's his only extra base hit.
Shout out to Garrett Mitchell. Will's impressive.
Garrett Mitchell. Yeah, there's so many good things happening. So much fun to watch. Bucks in action today. Pfizer Forum at 2:30. Stay healthy. Stay together. Survive today. Thrive tomorrow. You've been listening to Sunday Karma. Kyle Wallace, happy Easter and send us out.
Peace.
This is ESPN Wisconsin and ESPNWisconsin.com.